From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Richard Sheehy reporting. The man who set off a crude bomb in the New York City subway system Monday has been charged with five terror-related counts, including providing material support to a terrorist organization and using weapons of mass destruction. We get more from Will Arcega in New York.
Akhayed Ola also faces charges of bombing a place of public use, destruction of property by means of fire, and use of a destructive device in furtherance of violence, according to a criminal complaint unsealed on Tuesday. Ola was injured during the explosion and taken to a hospital in serious condition with burns to his hands and torso. Three other people suffered headaches and ringing in their ears. Mil Arcega, VOA News.
Supporters of the Paris Climate Agreement criticized the United States President Donald Trump's decision to withdraw from the historic accord, according to a summit outside the French capital. Former Secretary of State John Kerry said Trump's move was, quote, not based on common sense.
It is a self-destructive decision for political purposes.
Trump announced in June his plans to secede from the climate pact, saying the agreement would have cost American trillions of dollars, killing jobs and hindering the oil and gas, coal and manufacturing industries. A U.S. airstrike has hit and destroyed a car bomb in waiting near the capital of Somalia. The U.S. Africa Command says the airstrike occurred early Tuesday and targeted a vehicle-borne improvised explosive device about 65 kilometers southwest of Mogadishu. A statement said the vehicle belonged to a militant group and was a, quote, imminent threat to the people of Mogadishu. They said no U.S. civilians were killed. More news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Many Rohingya families who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar are marrying off their daughters early to ease the financial burden of looking after them. We get more from Phil Alexio.
Girls as young as 12 years old from the refugee families are being married off so that their parents have fewer children to feed at home. Since the military launched the first round of clearance operations in Rakhine last year, over 700,000 Rohingya have fled Myanmar. More than 625,000 of them fled to Bangladesh after the latest outbreak of violence in Rakhine in August, which, according to United Nations Human Rights, could contain elements of genocide against the Rohingya Muslims. Rohingya refugees who have fled Myanmar since last year are now living in makeshift bamboo and plastic shacks in the refugee camps spread across southeastern Bangladesh. Many of these families, with a large number of children, complain that the ration they get from the United Nations World Food Program is not enough and that they are going through a food shortage. Philip Alexio, VOA News.
Meantime, two Palestinian Ilad Jihad militants riding on a motorcycle in Gaza were killed in an explosion Tuesday.
Israel's military denied accounts by local residents that they were killed in an airstrike. Violence along the Israel-Gaza border has flared since U.S. President Donald Trump's recognition last week of Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and the Israeli military's demolition on Sunday of a cross-border tunnel it said was dug by Hamas, the Islamist group that controls the small coastal enclave. On Monday, Israel's Iron Dome anti-missile system intercepted a rocket fired by militants in Gaza. Shortly afterwards, Israel responded with tank fire and airstrikes targeting positions of Hamas. After the explosion on Tuesday that killed the two militants, an Israeli military statement said, contrary to Palestinian reports, the Israel Defense Forces did not attack in the northern Gaza Strip. Andrew Palcheski, VOA News.
A new survey in the U.S. shows that nearly 6 in 10 Americans believe that the level of government corruption has risen in the year since President Donald Trump was elected. Transparency International, a Berlin-based anti-corruption group, said its poll of 1,000 people in October and November showed that while Trump was elected on a vow to make government work better for those who feel their interests have been neglected by political elites, in fact, the opposite has happened. The European Union is withdrawing financial help to Cambodia's Electoral Commission in response to the recent dissolution of the country's main opposition party. The EU said the process in which opposition has been arbitrarily excluded from next July's parliamentary elections cannot be seen as legitimate. You can always get more news online at voanews.com and Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I'm Richard Sheehy.
That's the latest world news from VOA.